to part three. So we've got two more questions left in our roundup session. So there's so what about advice to first timers? What's your advice?
I'm gonna say don't try to plan. There's no point. You'll get here, you'll get swept away, you'll have this giant list of things you're intending to do, but all these way cooler opportunities will come up. You'll just meet people, they'll invite you to something that'll lead to something else, and your entire big graph, plan, chart, whatever you've set aside, you won't even look at it for 4 days. Then you'll go, oh, I wonder what I set out to do. Oh well, I've had a good time. That's my advice.
Oh really? Because my advice would be plan in advance. So yeah, well, there's lots of, make sure you RSVP all the parties, so at least you could get in really easily. Plan in advance in terms of, I like planning just because then I don't have to look through and flick through the program every time I'm here. So you know, so to me that was good, and to be able to have plan in terms of having a rough idea of generally what you want to go and see, what your big underlying message is. So for this year, for me, it was all about storytelling, you know, that was my big thing, and also bits of gamification. So those two were my underlying themes for this year. So I looked out for talks around that, so that's what I mean about planning, and hang around with Jess. That's my other piece of advice.
I think there's like a middle ground. I think you should definitely live in the moment, because you never know what's going to happen at South By, and you shouldn't be going, no, I'm not going to go to that awesome party, and like, because I have a plan to go somewhere else. But I think preparing a few months in advance, I didn't know I was coming till about 6 weeks beforehand. So my hotel was 5 miles out the center of Austin, and that was a pain in the ass. And I tried to like network with people on the shuttles, but I didn't really make that many connections from that. So book like now, book a hotel for next year now, and they're all sold out already anyway, so like find friends in Austin now and go through your Twitter list and find out who's going to be here and who you really want to meet, and tweet them beforehand and email people beforehand, because when they get here they're not even going to be able to see or check anything. And get your Foursquare friends sorted out beforehand so you know where the cool parties are. Actually, that's a tip, look at Foursquare and go Arlo and location based stuff. Don't look at Twitter, because the Southwest Southwest hashtag is just like insane. There's no useful information on there now.
No, I agree. And I have to say, Jess and I have been so lucky to be able to stay with Kim and Kevin. And they've just been absolutely amazing, haven't they?
Yeah, if I could give the piece of advice, everyone should stay there. But I think that we might keep that to ourselves, / I don't know if they could take 100 people.
Yeah, they've been awesome. So Kim, Kevin, if you're listening, you guys rock.
Thank you. Thanks, Dad.
So last thing is, what's the weirdest thing about, are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Weirdest thing about Austin?
Sure. I'm going to say the weirdest and
best thing about Austin, I guess.
I'd say the food trailers and how proud they are at being kind of tacky trailer, you know, not real upmarket, but just good old hearty food.
So how many times have you not been to the Korean barbecue tacos this week?
Well, I had the double cheeseburger, and I went for tamales at another Mexican stand.
But you actually did go to the Korean barbecue taco place, and then diverted.
Yeah, I think it's been about 5 or 6 times. My stomach's really happy to eat fruit once in a while. How about you guys? What do you think?
I think the weirdest thing is the fact that it's in Texas. I just don't understand how Austin is in Texas and not in California, pretty much. And it's weird to see pretty much everyone from California here. And it was saying, what's happening? It's like Silicon Valley's dead. It's deserted. There's no one there. And the best thing actually is the pub called the Ginger Man, which I only discovered yesterday. And it's awesome. It's all international imported beers. It's quiet. You can talk to people. It's got atmosphere. It's fantastic. So go to the Ginger Man if you're ever in Austin.
Oh, that's a very good bit of advice. Best thing about Austin for me, I have to say, about the food trailers as well. They were just tasty and nice. Oh, and a little bit of Ladybird Lake, which you go running around. So if you do turn up and you are a runner, like, get your running shoes in, because it's a beautiful, beautiful 3-4-5 mile run, wasn't it?
It goes up to 10, but yeah, I just did 3. But yeah, it's just really beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, guys.
All right.
So this concludes our roundup of South by Southwest.
Thanks
so,
for listening.
Hey.
We hope you've enjoyed our adventures here, and we hope to come back next year and see more Scottish faces out here.
Yep.
For sure.
Okay. All right, over and out. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.